Voters in Peru have cast ballots in a runoff presidential race already deemed unfair by election monitors. It was effectively a one-man race to re-elect President Alberto Fujimori. His main rival, Alejandro Toledo, called on voters to boycott the election, claiming it was unfair. In the first round, election officials could not explain how the number of ballots cast exceeded the number of voters by more than 1.4 million. NPR's Martin Costi is in Lima, Peru, and joins us now. Now tell us, Martin, from what you could see out there at the polling stations, did this controversy affect the turnout?
It seems to have definitely depressed the numbers of people turning out. You have to keep in mind that in Peru, people are required to vote. They face a $33 fine if they don't go to vote. Despite that, there seems to be, this is now just visual evidence so far, we don't have any firm numbers, but there seems to be a lower than usual turnout, especially in places outside of Lima. The opposition candidate, Alejandro Toledo, has a lot more support outside of Lima, and reports coming in from the country say that there was quite a dip in turnout there.
Now, those who wanted to oppose Fujimori but couldn't afford to boycott, how did they respond?
The $33, as I say, is a lot of money for a lot of poor Peruvians. So those who supported him but still went to the polls were asked by the opposition leaders to write the words "no to fraud" across their ballot or to spoil the ballot in some other way. Now, a lot of the opposition leaders are hoping to see a big spoiled ballot numbers in the final results here. Then again, they're not 100% sure they can trust those results. They're looking, if their theory is correct, that the government basically controls the final tallies here, it's anyone's guess what those numbers will show, but they're at least hoping for some evidence that many, many, many Peruvians went along with the premise that this election is invalid.
And we've heard election monitors say that this is unfair. What is Fujimori and his government saying about this race?
They are sticking to their guns when they say that there's nothing wrong with the way ballots are counted in this country. There's been nothing more than incidental irregularities that can be attributed to computer software failures and that sort of thing, but that ultimately the system is a fair one. They say that that the lack, both the absence of foreign election monitors, specifically the OAS, the Organization of American States, and they left a few days ago in protest, and the low turnout, if there is one, does not in any way undermine the legitimacy of the results of this election. Presumably, Alberto Fujimori will be reelected as president, and they say that no matter what happened today in terms of a low turnout, he is still going to be serving a third term and as a legitimate president of Peru.
And as you said, he is going to win this, but does this election settle this controversy at all?
It doesn't settle it, at least not in the eyes of the opposition and many foreign observers who were here and are leaving now. The opposition is pledging what they call a nonviolent campaign of resistance against Fujimori's third term. They say they will not recognize him as president. They will peacefully protest against him taking office again for a third term in July, but when their official inauguration takes place here. Furthermore, they're going to do all they can on the international level to get their allies and foreign capitals to push for international disapproval, perhaps. More than that, they say they're not calling for sanctions against their own country, but they certainly do want pressure from foreign governments against Fujimori.
Well, how about Alejandro Toledo? Does he have a political future?
It's hard to say whether he is necessarily fated to become the next president someday or anything like that. Personally, he's losing popularity among a lot of Peruvians who think he has perhaps been a little too hot-headed about the situation. A lot of people, I think, are losing some of their confidence in him personally. A lot of people I talked to who spoiled their ballots said they're not necessarily voting for Toledo. They're simply voting against Fujimori.
NPR's Martin Costi, thank you very much for speaking to us from Lima, Peru.
You're welcome.